Sif Vav. Call. Darish also the Taltaloy also leads in Tacht of Kli, Keshayipo Le Seichai. So there's a new concept which we're going to meet tonight, which is called Bitzel Kli Mehechonai. If a person takes an item which is usable and movable, and he makes it immobile, he mobilizes it by putting muksa in it, thereby making it immobile. That's also to do that. So therefore, if I'm afraid some muksa is going to fall, I want to put a kli beneath it to catch it. So I can't do that, because when the muksa falls in, it's going to immobilize the bottom kli. You can't do that. Also, you're now making the bottom kli prohibited to move. So you're taking this kli which was before considered mukha, which means usable and movable, etc., and you're going to making it mavut. You're bringing mavatl from that; it can no longer have its mukhan state, its usable, ready state. But you are allowed to take the mukhs item and put a kli over it, because at any moment you can take the kli off. You should not touch the mukhs item as you place the kli on top. Mishabur and Chav, Sivkot and Chav, Nims and Mavatel, Mahavikas Soysera Kli. Now, what's the problem with Mavatel Kli Mechonoi? So, there's different explanations of what the problem is. There's actually three explanations. One is, it's like you're breaking the kli. I have this usable kli, which now I can't use anymore for the rest of Shabbos. It becomes stuck there. So it's considered broken. Minabon. The other part is the opposite. It's like you're attaching the kli to the ground, because you can't move the kli anymore. So it's stuck there. So it's like you're attaching it. And there's a third part, which I don't recall offhand what it is.
So what's the malacha of attaching to the ground is?
You'd be doing some act of burna. So it's either soys or burna. Those are like two opposite explanations. Rashi says both in different places, which is very interesting. So you can't do that and immobilize the kli on Shabbos. But what's you can put on top. Now what's the chiddush of that? I mean, why not? See, there is an opinion which we met him before. His name is Reb Yitzchok, one of the Amoroyim. And Reb Yitzchok Shita is the Sirle the Asher Lataltar Shum Kli El Bishul Davar Hamutal Lataltar. Reb Yitzchok Shita is that you can only move a muksa item for the benefit of you can only move a mukhan item, a regular item, non muksa item, only for the benefit of a non muksa item. But to move a muksa item for the benefit of a non muksa, say that again. To move a non-muksa item for the benefit of a muksa item, according to Bitzel Chazasa. Like we saw before, there were different limits in Chazal made limits on what you're allowed to move it for. So one of the limits for Bitzel holds is you can't move even a non-muksa item. You cannot move if its purpose is to take care of, protect, etc., a muksa item. So Rabbi Yitzchok says you can't do this. Now, the more even according to Rabbi Yitzchok, however, if you're picking up the non-muksa item because you need the spot, what is in your hands, you're allowed to move it for the purpose of the muksa item and put it down on top of the egg which got laid on Shabbos or whatever it is. Uh-huh. Once it's in your hand already, you're allowed to move it. Remember, it's a klishim lata leheter.
Right.
So you're allowed to move it. So he goes, I can't pick it up with the purpose and the express intent. I'm picking this up. The egg, the chicken just laid this egg. This egg looks like it's about to fall down the hill. I want to save the egg. So I want to put this kli on top of the egg to stop the egg from rolling down the hill. All right? Can't do it according to Pitts. But I could pick it up for some. I need the spot, and once I have my hand, I could cover it. We all that's no such limit.
And we're saying that an item that is mukhan is that synonymous with kli shalosh?
Item to mukhan is another saying not mukhsa.
And is that synonymous with kli shalach tol heter?
Not necessarily, because food is also going to be mukhan.
Okay.
Shal yigabai, you can't touch it. Now, Avogav the Mutter Liga be Muksa, Kiliel Basimishin Ches Sif Gimel. We said, if you're allowed to touch Muksa as long as you don't move it. So the answer is Hacha Abeitza Koi. The case of the Mor, which is referring to, was covering an egg. And when you touch it, it's going to move. You can't touch it because you shouldn't move it. Something which will not move when you touch it is mutter. and that's in the Ber HaGoyloh. If you look at the Ber HaGoyloh, actually on the side over there of the Ber HaGoyloh is usually printed right up there on the top next to the Shulchan Aruch, you'll notice in parentheses that he asks the Mama, he speaks his point out, Rav Gav the Mutter, Liga B'Muksa, Hacha Abeitzakoy, Abeyakoy, V'chen Rav Yerushalmi, V'vachal Liga B'Beya. So then, V'Vakra, maybe Rael is that, Kikos HaBeder HaChaim, Delukim HaGan HaRam HaTaz. So that's how they explain this halacha of the Mechaber, not the way the Magen Rama Taz explain, which Magen Rama Taz have a different, they are Mechadesh, that this halacha, we hold not like a Ritzach, you're allowed to move a Kli, which is not a Muxa, for the purpose of protecting Muxa, but that's limited, you shouldn't touch the Muxa. Even according to us, you can't be touching the Muxa. When you're moving the Kli for the purpose of the non-muksa kli for the purpose of the muksa, that the heter of touching the muksa doesn't apply anymore. So that's their mechadish. So this comes along the Ber HaGoyloh and the Gra and the Derech HaChaim. Says, no, no such rule. Make it, but the rule doesn't exist. So I could move a non-muksa kli on top of the muksa item, as long as the muksa item, and even touch it as long as it doesn't move. Why can't I touch over here? Because it was a case of an egg, which automatically touching it would cause it to move, and that's why we said it's us. Okay.
But is there a reason why the Shulchan Aruch said bow instead of beitzah? Shulchan got bow and not Shulchan beitzah?
Well, the Shulchan Aruch basically is borrowed from the Lashon of the it's a Gemara. Oh, and the case of the Gemara was a case of an egg. So even though Shulchan Aruch never pointed it out, but that's you know, you just borrowed it. It's a straight language from the Gemara, and that's why he borrowed it from there.
Mm-hmm. But the Gemara says the beitzah, or does the Gemara say bow?
No, the Gemara says a case is a bay which is born. And it's about to roll down, you got to put a clean top of it as long as you don't touch it.
Okay.
So it doesn't say bay, it says boy. Okay. Zion. Mita sheyesh ole al mos.
As long as what doesn't fall down the egg?
Oh, yeah. Filo ain't ole ato. There's no, right now, there's no money on it. But there was money on it, ben ashmoshes. So the case was there was money on it, ben ashmoshes. So also the tatal, you can't move the bed. The migud is katzel ben hashmash is katzel kol yom. Since it was muktzeh the beginning of Shabbos, it was a basis. It remains also the rest of Shabbos, even though the money is no longer there. Hagav afil tzarach kufar tzarach makarmai. So it's total muktzeh. So you can't move it for any purpose at all, even for tzarach kufar or tzarach makarmai. V'hu adin. Any case we have a situation of heter which Isser is positioned on it, bosses, right? I mean, it's another way of saying bosses. That if it was put there for the beginning of Shabbos to be there, it remains muksa the rest of Shabbos. Avol im ein ole atamos v'gam lo hoy ole ben hashmashes mutter the taltala. If there was no money on it from before Shabbos, there's no money on it now, you can move it. I feel yichtu lemos, even though you designated that this, the function of this chair is where I'm going to store my money, right? Figure it's a good place. No ganav will look on a chair, so I'm going to store my money on a chair, on a mitzvah. And you actually use this chair for money on before Shabbos. So that sounds like you've made it into something which its purpose is just to hold money. So that should make it to Moksa. It's not, but since when Shabbos started, there's no money there. It's not Moksa. Kiman Shasilkon Kadam Benish Moksa. Since you removed it before Shabbos started, it does not become Moksa. Hagav. So to remove Yesh Oisim Beyichin Lekach Beyichin Behem. The Torah brings a sheet that says that this is like we had before, that you can designate the function of an item through a decision and a maisa. So over here you've designated the function of the item through the decision to hold the money and through the act of putting money on it. That designates that is its function. And it becomes miyuchad for that purpose. So if it becomes miyuchad for that purpose, um, So it'll become basically, the Mishnah Berurah says it becomes a muksa machmas chasar and kiss, because you designate it to basically only use it for this purpose and nothing else. And this purpose right now you can't do one job, so it'll function along the lines of a case of a chasar and kiss.
But you'll still sit on it though,
because that's moving with your body. Right, but you could not move with your hands. Okay. But okay, the Ramah says based on this logic. Also, the Tata Kishamos, you can't move a wallet or a kisa purse. Al Bishi Haitzi Hamos, Mimena Bavinyam, even though there's no money in it, you took everything out from before Shabbos. But its function as something which is made to hold muksa, and you've been miyachar for that purpose, and you've used it for money, that is true. So it'll get a din of full muks, even though there's no money in it now. Elim can also by Maisa, unless you would do some type of action to remove it from that status. You made a hole in the bottom, so you can't hold the money anymore. You've taken away from that designation. The chumra that you can't move this item. Comes on the Ramah adds that we're not going to give it a look of being more chamor. Now the Magen Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shittas which say that they don't understand this halacha. We just said before it's totally muks. Now you're telling me that it's judged like klishim not the list. So make up your mind. So Mishnah Berurah is going to raise that question. You have a pocket which is sewn onto your garment. The main primary function of the garment is to wear. Even though the pocket was attached to the to the shirt, and the pocket was its function was to hold money, so l'chara the pocket should be muksa, and now the garment should also be muksa. So no, the primary function of the garment is to wear. So in a case where there's no money in it, the fact that you designated the kiss for the purpose of holding money will not make the whole thing muksa, because as much as you designate this for this purpose, you designate the whole shirt for a different purpose, to wear it, which is a head to the compunction. So the ikar is the shirt, and that's it. The kiss bottle, that's the kiss is bottle. But let's say a case a person forgot, left money in his pants pocket, his jacket pocket, etc. So the charet shemim muksa. No, but the tatla beged. You can move the bag. The Lormina could hold the bag of Nasa buses the most. As a whole, what are you talking about? The bag is holding the money. No. Why not? I mean, even had you left it there intentionally, it still not be a buses. Why? The pocket is this kiss which is sewn onto the bag. It's a separate sack. It's not like a shirt pocket. It's like a pants pocket. So it's like a separate sack, which that sack's function is to hold the money. But you can't say that the whole garment's function is to hold the money. It's a separate thing. I have a garment which is made to wear, etc. And on it, there's attached a sack which is made to hold the money. So the sack will be muksa. But the garment will not be muksa. So the Mishnah Berurah will talk about what would have been a case where, like a shirt pocket, where the money is sitting on the actual shirt. Put money in your pocket, the money is sitting on the shirt. So that's a different story. But there's a different problem. A person shouldn't put on a garment which has anything in it. Um, So he says you can't wear it with the item inside because a prophetic person might walk out with it. And that goes under the halacha. A person's in mechuyev to, if I'm mechuyev to check my pockets before Shabbos to make sure there's nothing there, therefore I won't by mistake walk out. Obviously, I shouldn't be putting the garment on knowing it has something in the pocket. Right? It all goes into this concept that my pocket is supposed to be empty. Then he says, just some of deals with the situation where a person has his wallet on him, and at Shabbos, you know, say, well, drop the wallet. You know, he's in the middle of the Shabbos, sorry, you can't carry it, drop the wallet. You know, you're asking the guy to make a major sacrifice because we're afraid that a person, if we don't find some way to be moderate, to allow him to get it in a drabonon like a heter, something which they may also be rabbanon, because we're making certain rabbanons, this way the person won't say, listen, can't do anything anyway. I'm not leaving this thing here, and, you know, be mechallel Shabbos and other ice, because we're matter certain rabbanon. So, after the Mishnah Brura, Chav Gimel, there's a significant amount of Mishnah over here, Chav Gimel, Hoyle Ben Shmoshes. So the case was, the money was on the Mita Ben Shmoshes. The case is you put it there intentionally. The case was just forgotten there. Even if the money's still on it, it's mutter. It's not considered a bosses. The bosses, the chol Shabbos, the item that it's on, the bed, does not become designated as a bosses. You can't move the sarkufa. I'm sorry. The dinner bosses keeps a muksa show up. Bosses gets the status of the muksa, which is on top of it. Given the most, having muksa mach maskufa, like we said before, way back in the beginning of Shin Ches, that money is not considered that it has a function as a kli, and therefore it's total muksa. Thus, I feel the sarkufa in Makanai. So the bosses gets the same din as what's on it. Kam din amita kahu. So the mita has the bed has the same. Has the same halach.
And what, maybe we touched on this in that last time when we were talking about buses, but what is considered intentional? Like if you were cleaning up, like you had a dresser right next to it and you were cleaning up, you were taking the money off there.
No.
And
you simply wanted to be there. If you put it there because you have no other place to put it, just as a convenient place to put it, that's not called meniach.
Okay, fine.
Now, the Yeshem, there was an opinion that Ramos said that if you've designated this mita to hold the money, and you've actually used it for money from before Shabbos. Even though on Shabbos itself, when Shabbos started, there was no money on it, it's still considered muksa. Time, right? So agree and mishar klisha malat aliyaser. So right now we're assuming that you can't move it at all. This is a quote from the Magen Avraham. Kiman sheyichta behedja lezeh. You've designated for this function. You've sort of set it to the side and not using it for anything else. So that is like the Madrega of Muxamachas and Kiss. Okay? Which can't be moved at all. We can welcome the bracket. Mishmur in brackets points out. You've designated, but you have not used it yet. You've just the designation alone. Ein shem muksa Allah hasman Allah milsehi. We paskan hasman Allah milsehi. A designation alone is not significant. You have to actually have used it for that purpose. Okay, so you can't use it for anything else. You're not planning to use it for anything else. Okay, in dinner kum muksa machas a certain kiss. It's been primary. It's been primarily designated for this function, and you won't use it for anything else. That's like chasar and kiss. Can't cause that place. Because the Magen Avraham says the fees said, feel the sarakufa makam usur. So you can't move it at all. It's chasar and kiss. When Isher b'tema al Ramah, so he the Magen Avraham has it, the Ramah by him is difficult to understand. It's a tema. It's a wonder. According to this opinion, that you're allowed to move the Tzarkuva Mekamah, the Ramah says. The lesser, that's not true, the Magen Ramah says. Maybe Raya says that. Can appreciate Bira Grua. Meskimon the Dvar of I'm actually having to commit. So you have the Magen Avraham, the Prisha, and the Grua all saying that this is going to be totally Muktzah, even the Sarkuva 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 Sarkuva. Okay. And he had to, which the Issa was sitting on it. Where is it? So you can't move the purse, which you're taking the money out of it, unless you did some type of maisa to change its status. The maisa do mavato mahamachshava the yichud maisa shosuba mikora shenich b'mos. This new change that you're doing is negates any designation and action that you've done prior.
Assuming this change has to be before Shabbos?
Correct. Okay. According to this opinion. The Moslem Sarkubas are Makamas, Ein Sivkotten, Sivkotten Chavzain. So he quotes, I'm a Sivkotten Sav Chafel. I mentioned Sivkotten Chavay, Mashik Sav, Shem, Magan Roma, Shark, Redim, Shatomal, Zeb, that they found the remote difficult. So like the Cheetahs were also called Gavli, it's totally also. According to this opinion, that comes in Moksu with the Yehud, so it's Moksu, totally. Kamalkam Ladina Maskim is safe for Eliyahu Rabbah. But Eliyahu Rabbah does say the following. Da'afsha kis miyuchil mos. It's been designated for the purpose of using it for money. But kol shein darka lahakmet lo'nich b'dvarim acherim eno b'chlal muksum machos hasarin kis. Rakistam klishim alat al-yisr. If you're willing to use other things, you can't tell me that that's hasarin kis. So I put some non-muks items in there also. Therefore, but it is functioning as a way to hold the money. So it's a kriyshma lata liyisur. Then rock, its status is enem achal muksa masar sar kis rock kistam kriyshma lata liyisur shal sar kufa sar makamer ken hiskim a safer basement. But that would be true that you could if you're not makbid, it'll be kriyshma lata liyisur. In a case where you have a garment, where's it going on?
Yeah, the garment.
In case you have a garment where the kis is functioning like a separate sack, even though it's attached, so it's not, you don't say the whole garment becomes a buses for the money, you say the opposite. The kis about the lets. Or it's lower. Okay, mutu lots is boy, filler shes or rabbit. In general, the Magarama says that the point that the Mechaber is saying, one point the Mechaber is saying is we deal with this kis as part of the baggage. That's why you're allowed to go outside wearing the pants pockets. Now, the pants pockets don't really have any function on Shabbos. You have nothing in there. So you're just carrying some extra material for no purpose. You can't tell them they're there to make it look nicer. Like you know, like a tachshit, you know, it's there for to beautify. It's not, you don't see it. So what? Why am I allowed to care? Wear these pants which have the sack in them? Teretz is they're bolted to the sack, they're bolted to the pants, and they're free to wear them in Shabbos.
Isn't that because it's tougher?
Okay. As long as you would attach in some way, which is you bring mevatel. So as long as you bring mevatel there, you bring mevatel there. Oy Kosov, this is who's talking. I'm going to the film Nisra the Malo Bedasu Ben Otam. Now the Sarkuva Makami is also, but Shaksalus is the Kotan Hey Bechavzai. We said before that once you're miyachid it for this purpose and you use it for the money, even though there's no money on Shabbos, so the Magen Avraham and those who sell like him felt it's total muksa, you can't move the Sarkuva Sarkuva Makami. Okay. Even though it's a saying, even if you'll tell me like that, Mandomar, Kamogam Hachashori, Litin Besecha Kiss, with the money you can put other items into the kiss, take items out of the kiss. Tachazin like Kabbat Alayah B'chol Lenich B'Dvar Gamma D'Var Mecher. Because the reason why it's also Tilt Sarkuba Sarkuba Mecher is because we give it a din like Klishim Atalis. But if I have something which I treat cavalierly, So you can't call klishma not the lid. You can't call muksamach as a sarin kiss because I'm not worried about the chazan. I'm willing to use it for other things. So it will not get that halach.
Would it change the din if you only wore this baggage to carry that wallet or whatever? Or let's say it's a day that you need to carry money and you only wore it that day. Would it change the din of it then? Or is it still just considered stam bag?
You would be miyachid only for that purpose.
Well, that's why you
and you're not and you're not ma- and you're makra not to put anything else in there on an ongoing basis. So then your halacha would be a question, right?
Well, if you're not, I mean,
but he said Mishmar said if you're not makra, do it for something else. It's not a problem.
That's only speaking in the din of chesaron kiss, correct?
Right.
But klisha makbala iser, if you're not so makbala, but the only time you really wear that shirt is to wear it for that, could it fall on klisha makbala iser?
I think so. Okay. He said if you're not makbala, it's a lot like klisha makbala iser. That was the end of Chazayin. Right? Now, and he said like this. If you've got money, in the kiss, a mishocha kavanos the ikur intent over here is the vara lono to help yesh adayim most, but he is also the lobsher shem yishka v'yetz. So the main point over here was you can't wear it because you might go out with it, forgetting that it has money inside of it. Kimasayim b'soif, so you can't wear it. Rak l'taltum would be allowed to move it. So you put the money, the money was put in the kiss with intent that it should be there in the kiss the whole Shabbos. After kiss, now it's a buses the most. Even though the kiss, its function now is really to hold the money, it therefore becomes buses to the money. Come on, what's the title of the begging? So we don't. That doesn't impact the baggage because we still say the baggage's primary function is there to support the money. Its primary function is to wear it. The kiss's primary function is to support the money. So the kiss is muktzanachos chasarin kiss. Chasarin kiss. You're miyachid only for that purpose. So you can't move it for anything, but that doesn't affect the baggage. You got to move the baggage. Half by shamos one of the kiss. Furthermore, you're allowed to move it even when the money's still sitting in the pocket. The bagel on us is bosses. It's not directly on the main part of the bagel, so it does not become a bosses. Now, you're already understanding, if you have it in the case of a shirt-like pocket where the money sits on the actual bagel, and you put it there intentionally, it should be there. So the shirt becomes a bosses in that case. So there's a difference in halacha if a person finds muksa in his shirt pocket or he finds it in his pants pocket. Assuming that, you know, he planned that it should be there, he forgot about it. He goes, I wanted to be here. Well, so if it's in the shirt pocket, it'll be a bust. The whole shirt is muksa. The pants pocket, the pants are not muksa.
I don't following why the shirt pocket would be a buses then?
Because it sits directly on the garment.
And just because it's sitting there, it forms a buses?
Because the garment's there to hold up the money. I want the garment there to hold my money for me. But in the case of the pants pocket, what I want to hold the money for me is the sack called pocket, which is a separate item, and that'll be muksa. But the rest of the garment is a separate. The rest of the garment is considered separate. I mean, they're attached, just sewn together. But we like buses the buses, which doesn't. That's not the issue.
So why is the pocket? Is it not like the pants? What's the differentiation there?
Because and the shirt part of what forms the pocket is the shirt itself.
Yeah, because you just have the one piece of cloth.
Right.
Okay. Got it.
Come also have this yonah by kiss. You can't stick your hand in the pocket. A kaponim a kiss not a bosses. Lamos the kiss is yes a bosses. I feel lacha shahusu a mos mitoichom even if the money falls out. The kaponim ben shoshes kitzoya kiss the most. Again, if you put it there intentionally, the money should be there. That you want it to be. Even if it would fall out afterwards, it's too late. It was bosses and it's mukhs of the rest of Shabbos. Kamokum. See, even in the case of the pants, which I'm careful not to put my hands in my pocket, I can wear the pants. Im efshar b'niyur, if I could shake it out, yir l'nar mitchila, you should shake it out. Why the ish sabrim zapim shamos animal ikra beged kumugakim tzarich l'nar karam shi'tal to l'beged. You do need to shake it off. That bein b'niyach bein b'shocha k'moshin itzul l'kavim. Whether you put it there intentionally or not, before you go, you move it. You should be taking out the money, if you could. You can't take it out directly. You take it out by shaking it off. Okay. Then he said, if you were shochach, but in that situation, we don't say it's not the bosses the most because it wasn't on the main part of the garment. Hail, farmer. That kis ain't a topper la'arka bebeged, al piv levat topper. It's just its opening is sewn on like our pants pocket, and the rest of it just hangs down like a sack, as opposed to that it was sewn on like our shirt pocket, that you put this thing across the width of the shirt and you put a pocket. That's not the case. Al piv levat topper vu kuloi tola. The whole pocket is hanging there, suspended. Then why a kis kula tofer bebeged? If it was yes sewn onto the garment, I mean the call a beged nasa bosses. The whole beged becomes a bosses to the item. After achamari b'shachach. So, but the most case was shachach. So it's not a bosses anyway. So what's in the gate? Come walk him achaponim. Hayitzarik lenar mitchila muksa kileb basim shin tesiv talim. There would be a locha of near. He's saying, "My shaking for shenir kiss totally encircled. I feel near mitchilah." So, if it's on the actual garment itself, in the case of shachach, okay, so he put it intentionally and he wants it to be there, so it smokes. If we got it there, so it was shachach. So then, you need to do near. You must do near before you move. Except for the exceptions. In a case where. So he's saying, it's a case of shocham. Come on, come on. Why you tzarich lenar mitchila muksa kliyab basimin shintesiv dalad? You're mechuyev to shake it off in that case. Mashenkin shakis tolui in tzarich filo near mitchila. Since this logic is saying it's not part of the beged mechuel, so the beged is not a bosses. So I'm not mechuyev to worry about the fact that there's something in the kiss doesn't prohibit me. From I don't have to do near. So if you'd ask your riddle, where is it halacha say that it's mutter to carry money on Shabbos? So here's the case. Currently, if you have money sitting in the pocket, in the sack like pocket, currently you're not mechuyev to shake it out because not on the carry bag. So you can leave it there at all Shabbos. You can walk it wearing it, etc.
Provided that you forgot it, that you didn't purposely place it there.
Correct. In the case of shachar. You put it there intentionally. The pocket becomes muksa. The rest of the beggar is not muksa. The only thing is we say you shouldn't wear it because your friend might go come to do hitsa. If you're living in Baltimore, there's an area around the whole city. I'm not sure that would apply. Some say, no, you must do near in this case also. Since the most are not an ikra beggar, custom of Raman Laman Aleph, the Dafka Shepher Kis Tavr La Beggar, also meaning to Botzol Gabi a beggar, it's just, it's not, the beggar is supporting it, it's part of the beggar, it's both to the beggar, so it can't create a generated in Muxan all beggar. Another example of this would be that you have a drawer in a desk and a table, shkarn tishkastel, which means a drawer. Vosi beinyan sheyapshalo hitziyo legamri in a shulchan. You can't take the drawer out totally. Okay, and he's about to leak your shulchan. So if you can't take it out totally, so the shulchan, the main purpose is the table, and this is the drawer is secondary. If you take it out, it's not really bought into it because it functions as its own independent item. But over here, it's attached, can't come out, and it's not the primary function, so it's batel. Okay, and it's batel l'ikar shulchan. It's batel l'ikar shulchan. And therefore, there would be money in that situation that would not generate any type of din muksa on the table. I will kishakis mole mos the kiss which has the money in it. Kosher lebeged, it's not sewn on, it's just tied on. So in that situation, who kli bevneatu, it doesn't lose its status of independent kli. And a bottle of gabi beged, so now it's muksa. And if you can take the drawer out of the table, it's separate. So now what happens? If you put money in that situation intentionally, I have my muksa drawer. So, if my muksa drawer was part of the, you know, under my big table, there's a hidden drawer with a lock, right? So I put the money there intentionally. That should be a safe place for storage. So if that drawer comes out totally, it's a separate entity, and it's clearly a basis. And now we say the opposite. If you put it there intentionally, the whole shulchan is a basis to that, as opposed to if the drawer does not remove, the drawer is secondary to the shulchan definition. If the drawer does remove it, it's separate kli. Now I took the same way, if I would have the table sitting there and I put this box on top of the table with the money inside the box, it would be considered muksa. So the same thing with underneath. No difference in bosses, no difference in bosses whether it's on top or on bottom, as long as it's there to hold the muksa, it becomes a boss. Making sense?
Yeah, but with our current drawers today, I mean, most of them come out if you, you know, kind of pull them up.
Right, so that's separate. So then you'd have this halacha.
You'd have the halacha by you specifically place the money in that drawer before Shabbos, so the muksa is not out on, say, the desktop or something.
Right. So you made your table muksa.
You made the drawer muksa.
No, you made the table muksa.
The table muksa.
You made the drawer muksa, and then for the table is muksa.
Would other drawers also become muksa?
The other drawers... Well, much other drawers can come out independently. They would not be muksa. Other drawers would not be muksa.
Even if you have other items in there that aren't muksa?
Well, good. So then you can evolve in the shiloh. What's more valuable? That's okay. The next issue. But same mitzad hilchos. That's the next sif. In regards to this halacha of defining what is a bosses or not, it would be considered a bosses.
Okay,
so if it would be considered
a bosses, right?
If the drawer is underneath the main part of the tabletop, I thought why can't we say that the legs of the table are the buses for the drawer, and the rest of the table that's on top of it is just something that we do want on top of the muksa?
Well, if the din of buses is not necessarily, it's not limited in high or lower. The point is it's support. So the whole table is supporting the drawer.
So at what point is it a separate entity, like a pocket, and at which point is it like this drawer? I'm having a hard time.
He's saying the Rambam was saying a difference between a kiss which is sewn into the baggage, or a kiss which is just tied onto the baggage.
So it's the degree of attachment.
Right.
The more attached it is, the more it's right to say that it's a secondary
correct
item.
Correct.
And also, so Maos being Muksa Machmas Gufo, therefore you wouldn't be able to use the table anymore in this case.
You would, as long as you don't move the table. So if you have a table which is not rickety, you'd be able to use it. If you have a table which is rickety, you'd have a problem. I was here before the discussion, if I have a table which is Muksa, can I you know, run the table and chuckle, right? As we spoke about. Okay, now, let's finish up over here. The next sip will explain what will be if you have two items on there, something of value and something of lesser value. So now there is an issue over here. See this, so it's the drawer is removable. And there's mux in the drawer. And the drawer is, forget it. The drawer is mux. The whole shulchan is there supporting the drawers. It's also mux. No, no, the shulchan is also supporting my chalas. My chalas are more valuable than the money I put in there. So the table's not mux. What about the drawer? It won't work back to help you. The drawer, though. The drawer is not, has no shaykh to the chalas, or whatever is on top of the table. So that's the Shartzian in Chav Zayin, no, in Chav Ches, mentions that point. He says he's not clear about that. Now, in the case where you forget, it was Shachach, so you need to do Nir. Now, Achim Yesh B'Sechem Rak Ezer Prutas, there's a few coins, little, you know, almost, you know, valueless coins, some pennies in there. Tell me, Gabi, Habegel B'Shulchan, they know the Mevatel Bigdor B'Shulchan B'Shul Ezer Prutas. The Chayyim says, and nobody's in their right mind to say, well, the purpose of this beggar is to hold the three pennies that I haven't forgotten in my pocket. I put in my pocket. Or it costs the Nira Loi, the Dakar Shateva B'Shulchan, who Miyuchan told me the most, or Yishar Dabar Muxa. This box, which is on the table, that's its function. It's my muksa drawer. But the table is holy, but b'shulchan asuya tamid l'nich b'lechem asakinim. It's basically made like you have. I mean, you would have under the table place that you would store your cutlery, or you would put like a bread box. B'irish anich b'mos. One time you put in ain b'lechem asakinim. Right now, there's no bread and knives in it. Alf l'gav, even though that tish kestel. The table drawer, vary also the talta. It sits muksa. Avol mutz the talta l'shulchan. The table is not muksa. Shrei gama tish kessel who betz mklisham lata leheter. Can nasa shulchan bosses leisur leheter. Zerachi and ein shabayim mashal kosa binyinsin. He says a fascinating chav. Says the shulchan is supporting a box, which is the box's function is heter. It's made to hold my knives, my cutlery. So my table is supporting two things. It's supporting a box, and it's supporting some money. The box is only supporting money. So I'm going to use the box in both directions, multi-directional. The gabi, the loch of what's the status of the table. So listen, the box generates a loch, and the table's not muksa. Because the table's holding a box and money. The box itself becomes usur because its function is to hold the money. So the box itself becomes usur, but the table is mutter because it's holding a box, which the box of etzim is not an isra of its own. So it combines both things.
You know, so we say, but etzim, the box is busted, therefore becomes mutter.